Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There you are. It's Wednesday. As Todd likes to call it, hump day. Get over the hump and everything's downhill.
No, it's not.
It's middle of the hill day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I've always thought that, even before the pandemic. It's middle of the hill day.
It's mid-climb.
Right.
We're like at the base camp now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get three more days of climbing.
Yeah, because day is ahead of us.
Oh yeah, we haven't. It's the first part of the show.
Right, we've kind of just started.
We're here to pick you up, make you feel good.
Right, we've each said about 8 words, so that would be the top of the show. So I did get a little sleep last night.
I melatonin it last night. My problem with melatonin, as opposed to a couple glasses of wine, full size glass of wine, is I tend to sleep through. When I got to pee more with the wine than I do with the melatonin. I don't know why.
Isn't that good? Don't you like
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah. Yes, 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 yes. That's why I like wine.
Yeah, I would rather not get up in the middle of the night.
No, I'm totally saying that's... Yeah, I'm more sensitive to the bladder if I toss it. If I wake up through melatonin, yeah, because you just kind of naturally wake up. I always wake up sometime. I don't necessarily have to go to the bathroom, but... Like we all talk about this, how we're not sleeping that well because of, a global pandemic. But I woke up around 1, and there might have been like a drop. I've always had a small bladder, so I'm not worried
we
about
know.
That. Yeah, I've always had a small bladder. So I woke up and
You should get a big gun to compensate for that.
I felt like there was a drop of pee in there, so I get up, and that's pretty much what's in there. And I'm thinking, if I had 2.5 glasses of wine in me, I'd have slept right through that.
I would have just slept right through it and so, peed the bed.
No, don't pee the bed. Do that, but
you don't want to be that insensitive to the bladder.
No. But I will do the wine tonight. So I did my 2 days of sober.
Oh, two consecutive.
I do Monday and Tuesday, but last week I didn't do Monday and Tuesday. I did Monday.
Maybe I should try that
one consecutive.
Then I tried, but then I drank Tuesday. I had a Manhattan on Tuesday last week because our neighbor was drinking one. He goes, "You want one of these?" And I went,
Yes. Yeah, I do.
We had to stop over there for a second in her backyard, and I said, and I told Becky, man, if we go over there, I don't want to drink. It's only Tuesday. And she goes, well, just don't drink. I said, okay. We had to be there for about a half hour or something. And I sit there at their outside fire pit, and the guy goes to me, he's drinking a Manhattan. All he said was, this is my willpower. You want one of these? Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So then I felt guilty, so I took Wednesday off, and then I drank the rest of the week.
I have the ability to resist alcohol as long as nobody offers me any.
Right, yeah.
So you've not combined the melatonin and the liquor?
No. No, I don't think there's a big deal about that, but I mean, you want to ask Dr. Mina. Did she say yes or no on that?
Oh, she always puts a blanket on.
I know.
She's a
I
big
know.
Wet blanket.
Well, if I do melatonin and liquor during the week, that'd be like you doing
some edibles.
Right. I might not want to get out of bed at all. There's a little bit of draw. Melatonin, well, I still think there's a hazy feeling to melatonin compared to getting sleep without melatonin. I just know it. At least with me it is, you know.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, but I feel just a little different without melatonin than I do with melatonin in me. Now, it'd be different. What I want to do is actually pop a melatonin, full strength one on a Friday night and go to sleep and not have to wake up. But I've never done that because if it's Friday, I'm going to be drinking.
You're going to drink.
Right, exactly. So I haven't really used melatonin the way it's supposed to be used. Sleep till you wake up because you're supposed to get late. It's like NyQuil. You're supposed to sleep a whole full night.
You're supposed to go 7-8 hours.
Right, exactly. You know,
whatever they recommend these days.
And not drink. But I've never used it that way because once the weekend comes, I'm not going to not have at least one drink, even before the pandemic.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, I'll send this piece over to Craig. Maybe he can elaborate.
All right.
10 sneaky ways your coronavirus anxiety is coming out. Number two is you aren't sleeping well. This is some clinical psychologist.
I'm on and off on those. I'm up and down. Yeah. I'll go 2-3 days and I'll go 2-3 days without you.
Out of Dallas. Perhaps you aren't, you're tired all the time. You want to sleep, but no dice. Or maybe if you do fall asleep, the quality isn't great. This is about like every other day for me.
Right.
Blame it on your anxiety. Insomnia frequently occurs in anxious people. And then they quote a therapist from New York City. Excessive cortisol levels have a negative effect on the impact of quality of rest. I don't know if that's what comes out when you're anxious.
Yeah.
And ability to fall asleep. To rectify, do what you can. And this is what I don't do. Create a nighttime ritual. Stick to a consistent bedtime. Avoid screens for an hour or so before bedtime. I'm watching TV or I'm looking at the computer pretty much every night before I go to bed.
Yeah, I can't.
I'll
turn the TV off and take me a half hour to fall asleep, but I ain't turning it off and laying there wide awake for an hour.
Because I got Breaking Bad and
I got stuff I got to watch.
And The Last Dance.
Plus, I want to watch stuff.
And Jeopardy started its new season last night.
I'm not going to watch that.
On the DVR on Monday, but there was a new episode of Jeopardy last night.
I want to have some entertainment in my life, So I like to watch something at night, and I do.
That's how I wind my brain down.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I was watching TV.
I was watching a couple of episodes of Dead to Me again last night from Netflix. Right.
That's a happy show.
It's a happy show.
Apparently you're supposed to like read a book or a magazine for half an hour before you go to bed.
My eyes are too tired, man.
I'm not in the mood to read at that point as I'm winding down.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't feel sorry for guys who can't get a nap is guys who wake up at 3:45 and run heavy equipment for a construction company.
I saw two workers walking into a grocery store this morning when I was driving to work. That's pretty damn early. And, they're frontline workers. So, they probably don't feel sorry. Nobody feels sorry for us.
No.
I don't expect that.
We exchanged some emails with a guy named Ty yesterday,
early,
who apparently busses ass and does not get a nap. And he's up probably listening right now.
Thank you for listening.
Was looking at Facebook yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
One of my Facebook friends, and this is what Facebook is for.
Right.
At a pretty busy intersection in Omaha, behind a bowling alley, there's a guy naked, just taking care of himself.
Yeah.
Just going to town.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And
tossing my salad.
I was going to look it up and share it with you, but they have since taken it down.
Oh.
There is a follow-up to it, though.
I see what Omaha Scanner said.
The cops are gathered around this guy, and he actually has clothes.
Oh, sitting right by him. This is my buddy Rowdy, by the way. I want to give him some credit for
getting... Most of us have clothes on before we're naked,
getting
right?
his footage. No, but, you know, you would think.
He show up there naked, you mean? Okay.
Yeah, he must have shown up with clothes on.
He didn't want people to see him.
Right, decided to take his clothes off and then just go to town. I think it's behind a bowling alley.
That's meth.
Yeah.
That's meth.
It's got to be.
It's meth.
It's got to be. Maybe
total meth. You do weird things on meth.
Maybe a little alcohol companion.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah.
But I don't know what happened to that guy.
Yeah.
And because of the cop footage.
That's meth.
Quit after a while. He was getting dressed. He put his shorts on, and then the video cut off.
Put your shorts on.
So I
I'm a cop. I'm hanging out there for a while because you know he's not armed because he's naked.
Yeah.
So he just sits there. Unless he pulls a gun out of his ass, he's fine.
And he's full of meth, so he
Let's
might
let
not
him masturbate have, for a while and watch right. this.
He might not have finished.
There was, oh, he definitely could. He didn't finish. He's full of meth.
There were several minutes of him just stroking himself.
he did not finish if he was full of meth.
Probably
nope,
not.
Nope. Not. Don't remember those days.
No. And then the cops. If he did have a chance to finish, the cops ruined that.
Get him. Oh, he's about to go. Tase his ass. All right.
But there you go. That's, I think we were told a long time ago.
And Don't masturbate behind bowling alleys?
Well, no. You can tell.
Son.
A city.
Find yourself a good woman. Don't masturbate behind bowling alleys.
If it's a good city or not.
And be a simple man.
By the, I think this was an observation from a Wichita listener when he had come up to watch Wichita State and Kansas play in the basketball tournament. Right. He made a wrong turn somewhere and they went into the hood.
Right.
And he said, you can tell how good a city is by the strength of its ghetto.
All right. That was a great line.
Right. I thought it was a great line. Yeah. And you can also tell, because most of my favorite cities have a sizable homeless population.
Oh, yeah.
So the strength of your homeless population and the strength of your ghetto determine how good of a city you have.
All right.
There's plenty of homeless in Phoenix. I love Phoenix.
Mayors don't tout that, but you're right. I agree with that. That's not a Chamber of Commerce bit, you know?
Seattle, Portland, LA. I like all those towns.
Yep, yep.
Strong ghettos, strong homeless population.
Nice place to live on the sidewalk, you know? Still a lot of action. Things are happening.
And if you go out into suburbia, you're really not subjected to the homeless.
Nah.
Most of that is concentrated downtown.
Nah, you don't care.
No, you really don't.
No, you don't.
Well, until you have to go to the city.
All right.
And then you might get a little disturbed.
Craig Evans. Nick drank last night. I guarantee that. It was his birthday. It was his birthday. So I'm sure he had a few pops last night in the driveway. It's hump day, as Todd likes to call it.
I like to call it base camp. Let's call it base camp from now on.
All right. We're at base
camp. Because we're halfway up the mountain.
And we'll see you in a little bit. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.